views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so excited to be here today. I am going to be talking with Lisa Garr. She's the author of Becoming Aware, How to Repattern Your Brain and Revitalize Your Life. It's an inspiring story of the profound events that led Lisa from a near-death experience and brain injury from falling down a mountain on her bike, which left her incapable of speaking, to her brave recovery. And now she's a prominent media sensation with a passion for changing lives. She hosts several radio shows, The Aware Show on Pacifica Radio Network, Being Aware on the Hay House Radio. She's a host on Coast to Coast AM, which is syndicated in over 500 stations around the world. And additionally, Lisa has one of the largest telesummit series on the Internet. Combined, she reaches millions of listeners globally every month. So she has developed quite a following there. Her website is www.theawareshow.com. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, well, you've had an amazing journey of a bike accident, you know, and as I said, you know, nearly killed you, having a near-death experience, and now you're living an extraordinary life as a celebrated media host. But let's begin with your story of what happened on that day on the mountain.
Well, it's a story about finding your voice, and that is truly what it is that I did. I was in a place in my life where I was working way too hard and disconnected in all of my relationships, and I was in my 20s. I was not going in a good direction at that moment, and I found myself, I was racing mountain bikes, and I found myself at the end of a race, just about to finish the race, and I passed out while I was at the top of the mountain. So when I fell, I was still riding. So I cracked my helmet at about 13 places and, needless to say, caused a severe amount of brain damage in this accident. And at that moment, I didn't know I had the damage. I just started to drift out of my body because it was easier than trying to stay in. And if anybody's ever been in that position where you've been knocked unconscious or you are in such a traumatic experience that you just have to disconnect or leave the body. But what I found when I did that was so extraordinary because I really found this difference between where I was floating in this state of incredible expanded consciousness and where my body was, which was in a very closed, contained environment. And I noticed the difference. I mean, I could really tell that there was a difference between where I was and where my body was, because my body was in a lot of pain, yes, but it was also, I had blinders on, and it was that, really, I remember seeing my body as so small, because where we are as consciousness and who we are and the state that we can live by is so much bigger and more vast, limitless, and boundaryless than sometimes the smallness of the life that we the container that we fit ourselves in. Is that making sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. We live in this sort of a small container of awareness of our immediate surroundings.
And our problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we think that that's all there is. But I got this glimpse, and I actually stayed there for a long time because I thought this is a lot more peaceful than, well, let me just explore this. And I just kept going and really expanding into this. What I noticed the most in this state was there were no boundaries, Chris, between anything and me. There were no boundaries between the sky and me or the trees and me. But then I kept going into this really incredible expanded. The clearest way I can think to explain it is, you know, when you get into an airplane and it's cloudy and raining, and then you go up above the clouds and there's a beautiful sunset and it's glowing on all of the clouds and you're above them and it looks like you can walk on them. That's where I was in this incredible expanded place. But the most important point was the seamlessness, where there was no separation between me and anything that I could hear or think of or see. And then I started to hear the thoughts and the feelings of these medics who started to come to the aid of my body. But it was more of a distraction of the thoughts that started to kind of come in to my awareness of busyness, but then disconnection from their purpose or connection with their purpose. So I started to feel the medics' feelings and their thoughts that were swirling around in their soul and their head of being on purpose in their job or being off purpose or really liking one of the other medics. I mean, there was a relationship that I could feel, and I could feel into their thoughts and feelings. And so it became this seamless soup of souls that I was experiencing. And as they were rushing up against my body and taking care of my body, I wasn't connected to that at all. I was connected to them and what they were feeling as they were assisting me. And then I saw the guy that I had come to the race with, who was an ex-boyfriend at the time in that tumultuous relationship, and I saw an energy between he and I, and I could see everything from an energetic perspective rather than from this reality that we're in right now. But where I was looking at from was everything was connected. And then when I saw him come up against my body, there was an energy there, and I thought, gosh, this is significant. This is something, this is a relationship that is so significant. I need to come back. I need to somehow stop floating and stop drifting, which would have been easier. And I made the choice to come back into this body for a minute. And I came back in, and I looked at him, and I couldn't speak. I just looked at him without an ability to say anything, but it was more of a nonverbal communication. And then I started throwing up, which I didn't anticipate. And the medics were, they had my body on a gurney at the time, and they were turning me to the side so I didn't choke. And at that moment, it was so chaotic again, I just drifted off again. I disconnected again. I passed out again, but it wasn't a feeling of passing out. It was more of a connection back to where I was again, because it was peaceful and it was quiet and it was painless and it was easier to be in that space. And then they lifted my body into a helicopter, and that's when I realized I was in trouble. When the helicopter landed and when I got my body into this hospital room, everything started to come into fruition at that point, where I couldn't speak. There was a doctor asking me my name, and that's when I slammed back into reality. But the essence of that feeling of where I was in that experience, I guess people call it a near-death experience, but for me, it was the most conscious experience. It was a hyper-conscious experience, I think. And the most connected experience I'd ever had was being in that space. The hard part was the recovery.
Yeah. Well, and you can just see how, you know, yeah, it's more desirable to stay in that peaceful state of mind. Well, let's talk about how you overcame your brain injury, because you did, you know, you got with a doctor who was doing EEG.
Yes.
And also what you call brain gymnastics to help you regain your memory.
Yes. And that's where the practical part comes in, is when I realized that I had lost the ability to speak and I damaged that right prefrontal cortex of my brain. And I still have challenges with it, but for me, it is a constant daily practice for me to speak. But more than that, it was for me to find my voice. And this is where I want to let people know that you don't have to go through an accident and all of that in order to really, truly find your true voice. It's about waking up inside of yourself to connect yourself to that voice within you. How many times have you lost your voice in your relationship, or lost your voice in your job, or lost your voice in within yourself? I had a very dominant mother, and in my childhood, I had lost my voice many, many times, and it basically was told, I am nothing without my opinion. I mean, that I didn't have an opinion. But I came through that experience to understand that I am now, my opinion is everything, and my voice is everything. And I went through neurofeedback at the time. And neurofeedback is just a way of stimulating the brain to wake up certain brain cells and to rebuild the neurons in your brain. But you can do that through a daily practice of either visualization or meditation, or simply speaking your true voice, which also connects neurons in the brain, and it also builds and establishes new neural networks in the brain, which I've learned all about. And that's what I want to share with people, is how you can take this experience and just learn from what I've been through, but really wake your own brain up in your daily experience and your life. And it doesn't matter what situation you came from or what situation you're in right now, the present is the best place to start, because it's about creating something new every single day. And yeah, that's what wakens, that's the brain gymnastics part.
Yeah, and that's great, because it's like you say, you don't have to have an accident. We could all do this and improve our life and our brain activity and all that. Well, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come right back and talk more with Lisa Garr.
It's always been about me, myself, and I. I thought relationships were nothing but a waste of time. I never wanted to be anybody's other half. I was happy saying I love it wouldn't last.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Become a self-actualized professional coach, mentor, and leader, and make your difference in the world. The Rainer Institute has trained people from four continents and is the top-rated accredited coach platform in the world. You'll learn skills from a program created by Mark Rainer as a result of 35 years of research as to what actually works for positive, lasting change. Come if you dare and give your life a chance at making the difference it so desires. Visit RainerInstitute.com to learn more.
Do you want to transform your life's trauma and challenges into the gift that your life was meant to be? It's time for you to take control of your soul journey to heal, grow, and shine. Manifest your destiny with Wendy Wolf, soul transformer, energy, and psychic healer. To start your soul journey, contact Wendy at healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendy@wendyrwolf.com and start your adventure today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Lisa Garr. She is the author of Becoming Aware, How to Repattern Your Brain and Revitalize Your Life. So we were just talking about, you know, this all that you've been through and how you use brain gymnastics and some biofeedback to, you had to retrain your brain.
Yes.
Because you had, you know, and anybody who has a brain injury like this, you have a short-term memory loss.
Yes.
And, you know, and you write about that in the book. It's very traumatic to not remember, you know, from day to day.
It is. It's challenging. It requires a lot of patience. Yes. And patience of your loved ones as well. Absolutely.
Oh.
I mean, it's hard when you have,
especially.
I call it Swiss cheese memory because there's holes in my memory that I don't remember, but those around me, and I've said, just be patient with me. If there's something that I said that I don't remember, kindly remind me of it. And that I had to let all of my staff know, and my honey know, and my mom know, because she was, you know, there's parts of my childhood that are completely gone, and you know, they've been wonderful with me. It's scary, I will admit, for anyone who's had a brain injury or even a post-concussive syndrome, and you are in the dark sometimes where you really can't remember what you said. People tell you things that you said, and you have no recollection. And it definitely gets scary. And just allow yourself to be patient with yourself. There's nothing wrong. You're not broken. It takes time. And yes, there's some parts that are gone. And that's okay, because it reminds you to live in the moment even more and to take mental snapshots of the moments that you're in that are memorable. And that's where I started to dive into this information about the brain. I went through neurofeedback to rebuild certain cortexes of my brain, which I really recommend for people. If you can find a neurofeedback practitioner or center around you, they're all over the country, especially in Seattle. There are some. It's an amazing technique where you put the electrodes on your scalp, and then it feeds to a program. And then you literally play brain games with the computer and using the frequencies in your brain. And it reawakens certain cortexes of the brain. But all it's really doing is building neurons. Imagine these little building blocks like bricks. And if you build enough bricks, you can build a bridge. And that bridge can go to a building. This is exactly the way neurons work in the brain. And there's these little bundles. They bundle together and they start firing and wiring together. Dr. Joe Dispenza does such an amazing job of teaching us this. And when you build these bridges, it's memories that go to their tentacles that reach out and they build new neurons. If you continue to do this building process in the brain, especially as we start to age, and if you keep the brain active and firing together and wiring together, then you will continue to experience great brain function. There's no reason that functionality should have to go down. I don't think that we should buy into that as an aging population. I had a 97-year-old grandmother, my husband's grandmother, who was a Scrabble champion at 97 because she believed that if you continue to use your brain, and she read Dr. Bernie Siegel and all of the greats of using her brain and using our brains to stay active and to use our minds. So doing little things, I love visualization because it uses the visual cortex of the brain, the occipital lobe, and you can start to build memories in your brain or build visualizations in your brain. You don't have to go anywhere or spend any money to do that. You can sit quietly for 10 minutes a day, or you can do it during exercise, which is even better, or you can start to visualize something that you want to create, even if it's a great day, or if it's the list of things that you want to do that day, or if it's contacting an old friend, or if it's organizing a vision and a new dream. I believe doing that every day rebuilds those neurons, and there's a lot of great scientific evidence about this now, about how doing something different or doing something new every single day will continue to rebuild the brain, and it will never go dormant or asleep. It's when we get stuck into patterns or old ways of thinking that starts to literally create die-off in the brain and implode those neurons, and that's not something that we want. In the last 10 years, there's been a lot of evidence around this, and I'm really grateful for that evidence that's come out, especially Dr. Daniel Amen with all the SPECT scans that he does. There's a lot of great research around it. And go ahead.
Are there any steps, for this visualization process that you can share with the audience to set that up for yourself?
Yes, there's a couple of them that I've put in the book, and I've really been I wanted to make the book an interactive experience, and there's QR codes where you can scan your phone across, or you can go to a website, and it takes you to video visualization processes that I've recorded. But here's one that we can do right here on the call. Is there a moment in your life, and I'll ask you, Chris, is there a moment in your life where you had a turning point, a moment that was so significant that changed your direction in your life? Something that it could either be a positive or a negative experience. It doesn't really matter, but something that really changed a direction in your life. Can you think of one?
Oh, yes.
Many. There's probably many, yes.
Yes.
So whatever meaning that you gave that particular moment in your life, and for me, I had a very bad experience in high school. High school was not fun for me at the end of my high school, my senior year, and I just remember, and most people's high school experience is either tragic and we're going through identity crises and we're trying to figure out where we stand in the world. There's a lot that happens in those formative years in life. Well, what if we could go back to that moment in our life and give it a new meaning? So everything that we identify with life in our world, in our life, is a meaning that we have associated with it. So I gave high school a bad meaning. It was a horrible association for me, and I really never liked my high school years. What if I could go back into that moment in life and realize, this identity crisis that I had in high school was possibly, and it actually is, the turning point that I had in my life that turned me towards looking towards personal development. And I picked up a book when I was 12 years old called Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain, and it was one of the best moments in my life. At the time, I could never have told you that. It was a horrible, tumultuous time, hated high school, hated the teen years. But looking back now, I picked that book up, and it changed my entire trajectory of my life. It made me realize I was in charge of my own destiny, that I could actually create what it is that I wanted through visualization. Are you kidding me? Really? It's not subject to every person and thing and event around me. I actually could be in charge of this, really? And I could co-create this with the God of my heart, which I have a great relationship. Really? I never looked at it at the time as that. I was just stumbling through life, through going through creative visualization, the book, and then Tony Robbins, and going through all the audio courses, and I was stumbling through it all at the time. But looking back, if I could reassign the meaning that I gave it and looking at that as an amazing time and the beginning of this journey that I'm still on as I turn 50, that I'm still on this journey now, I'm so grateful for that tumultuous time, because I would have gone through life as a robot, as, you know, going through everyone else's expectations of me, everyone else's desires and thoughts that they wanted for me. And so I'm inviting people, and you as well, to look at that moment in your life that was maybe a bad experience. It could be a divorce. It could even be a bankruptcy. It could be a health crisis. And what decisions did you make about yourself at the time? And I invite you to look at it from a different lens, from the perspective that you have now as a wise person, with your years of experience, and maybe give that event or that moment a different meaning and say, okay, something good came out of that. something really good came out of that, and then possibly be grateful for that moment and say, wow, if all of those events wouldn't have happened, which I thought were horrible at the time, I'm really, in the long run, grateful for that experience and those set of circumstances and those people in my life. Had they not been there, I wouldn't have launched this desire to make a difference and to change something in my life drastically. It was hard at the time, but wow, I wouldn't be in this moment right now had that not happened. And even if you're in the middle of still experiencing the effects of it, maybe the bankruptcy or the divorce, maybe you can look back at that moment and stop blaming the moment, take responsibility and ownership for that moment, and pick yourself up right now, here in this moment, and make new decisions from a state of responsibility, from a state of moving forward, and change your trajectory of your life now. And that's what I invite people to do through reading the book, through visualization processes, through going through that turning point in your life. That's what I'm inviting people to do along with me. And it's a daily decision. It's a sometimes it's a moment-to-moment decision. Sometimes
yes, it's all about having choice, too. You know,
yes.
You have that choice, too. And I like what you're, you know, sharing. It's like looking back at an incident that was, you know, a bad time in your life. It's like reframing it and looking at the gifts that came out of that.
Yes. I'm so about that. Yeah, reframing it. Absolutely. It's a word that I use so much on my radio show that people started to email me, can you use another word other than reframe?
Well, we're going to talk more about Lisa's story when we come back. This is Chris Danis, and you're listening to Voices of Woman. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Dana, and we're talking about Lisa Garr's book, Becoming Aware, How to Repattern Your Brain and Revitalize Your Life. And before we go any further, Lisa, could you give your website where people can read about you, everything you have to offer,
yes,
and find out more about your book?
For sure, yes. My website is the, which is T-H-E, awareshow.com. And on my website, there are all of the links to the various radio shows that I do. And I also do online television on Gaiam TV as well. So there's many different platforms that I love to bring about consciousness. And one of the reasons, and I said earlier in the interview, is about having your voice. When I could not speak and when I came out of that accident and I had such a broken ability to speak, the synapse was broken between my brain and my tongue. And since I have recovered from that, I'm so unbelievably grateful for the opportunity to be able to speak every day. And it goes so much deeper than that, though. It's about having a voice and having an opinion. And I love that what you talk about is Voices of Women, because it is definitely about having our voice. In many ways, we sometimes are so intuitive, and we see and hear so much dialogue in our brains and in our awareness that we don't speak our truth. At the end of every radio show, I say, I invite everyone to speak your own truth. And it is so true that we get to that place of knowing this, yet we don't say anything about it. And one of the reasons I created the radio shows is many things, is to not only to exercise my daily practice of being able to speak and research and learn and then speak, but it's also to allow other people's voices to be heard as well. And there's such incredible information out there. Any day that you can tune into your radio show or one of my radio shows and get such incredible inspiration from all of these amazing authors and leaders in this field, my purpose on this planet is to help people have a voice and to talk about what it is that they know and do really well so that other people can hear them. And I also think that anyone who has a story, this is my first book, and it is so amazingly powerful to write your story, even if it never gets published. And you can, by the way, self-publish on Amazon these days. You can submit your manuscript, and it's an on-demand print, and people can buy your book on Amazon. I went through the traditional publishing route through Hay House, but I invite anyone who has a story in them to get your story down on paper, to write it out, and you can even go through Amazon, and you can get it published, and anyone who wants to buy your book, it gets published on demand, and it's an amazing thing to do for your bucket list, but it allows you to get your story out of you and to revisit your story and then to talk about your story and to have a voice around your story and to reframe your story. It is a very, very powerful cathartic process to do for anyone, and I just invite you to do that. So to have your voice and to speak your voice and to find your purpose in that way, there's a zillion people that I've interviewed, I'm sure you have as well, about finding your purpose. I suggest doing it through finding your voice. And you find your voice through finding your story. What moves you? What do you daydream about? What pinnacle moment, as we talked about, that turning point happened in your life that reset you and that changed your trajectory of your life? Write about that. I mean, every single person has amazing stories within them. Just go back through your life and see what that is. And
yeah, I agree. It's so important to share stories. It's something you and I have in common because it's all about stories, and particularly women's voices,
mm-hmm,
of having our voices be heard. And it's very healing to share your story, and others need to hear your story because it helps them, it allows them, gives them permission to share their story as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I feel. Yes. So I want to talk about, because in your book, and this is part of this whole thing about your story, is having conscious awareness. It was one of the things that I think came out of your accident, of that consciousness that you were talking about, of being out of your body, but that awareness of And so I want you to talk, because in your book you have awareism, and I'd love for you to share with our audience about that and even give us some examples.
Yes, there's many in the book, and these are awareisms that I have developed over the years, over 15 years where I've been interviewing, probably done about 4,000 interviews with incredible people in the consciousness movement. And these are not only best-selling authors, but people who have amazing stories, and also practitioners that are helping people, that are doing, you know, these are kind of the unsung heroes who are really in doing the work day to day that don't have time to write the book type of thing. So I've spoken with people who are truly transformational beings on this planet. And I think we all are, and we all have the opportunity to transform ourselves and transform others in the process. I'm a big proponent of being of contribution to other people. One of the things that I've extrapolated from all of these people I've interviewed is this formula for success. And I have put this in the book as one of the awareisms, but from everyone that I've interviewed, this is the formula, is they take their story and they make their story part of their purpose in life, which becomes their career as long as it helps other people. So it's story plus purpose plus giving back that equals success. So I've taken my story and I've turned it into doing a radio show, which is part of my purpose to really help other people on this planet. It could be being a practitioner, it could be a teacher. You could even take your existing job and turn that into, find your purpose within that existing job, help other people in the process. And that's how the universe supports success. Even if you're, take network marketing, for example. You know, you take your story, you turn it into a product that you sell, and then you give back to other people. As long as you're helping other people, you will be successful. It's finding that purpose and that passion within whatever it is that you do. And I've found that as being just the universe supports that, and your soul supports that as well, because you're giving back and you're being of contribution to other people, and it continues to create that cycle. It's like a circle, if you can imagine, the circle of story plus purpose, giving back, and it's a cycle. It just continues to perpetuate itself, and it equals success. And I think success is, of course, up to the observer as well. Success could be personal satisfaction. When you help somebody, that is a successful moment. When you're of contribution to others, that is a successful moment. If you get paid for it, great. That's a successful moment as well. It's all a matter of what you determine as success. The happy, incredible smile of a child, for me, is success. I love the laughter of children. So, and also, taking moments out, there's another awareism that I love in my book of a noise diet. And this is something that I love doing, is disconnecting just moments throughout the day. There's so much that can compile, especially as an intuitive and sensitive person, with the phone ringing and the alerts going off on your phone and the emails that are coming in and the text messages and the radio and everything else that, you know, that has noise in our life and conversations that don't get completed and all of that. Take at least a 5 to 10 minute noise break where all the noise stops and you just allow your brain to just assimilate everything that's happened. Otherwise, it compounds to the end of the day and it takes forever to go to sleep because the mind chatter has to resolve itself. So take little moments throughout the day that are just moments of silence where you can just give a 5 minute break to your brain and it recharges itself. It starts to sort things out and the chaos, of course, rises to the highest order. It sorts itself out and you can rise above the noise and recognize what's important and recognize that there's a connection that was lost that you want to reconnect with just a simple, sorry, we didn't get to complete that. We'll connect later. And resolve yourself in moments of the day. If the chaos gets too heightened, just take a noise break. I call them noise diets. 5 minutes a day where you get yourself recollected, where you close your eyes and stop the input and just allow it all to simmer down and quiet. And you can do these as little visualization moments as well, where you visualize a candle flame or you visualize your just grounding your body. You attach a grounding cord to the center of the earth and you just allow your body to dump out anything that isn't yours. And you fill yourself back up with your own energy and pick a color that resonates with you and just fill your entire body up with that color so that you can reground, reconnect, fill yourself back up with your own energy, let go of the energies in your space that are not yours or the ideas or people that need things from you, and just allow all of that to kind of filter out and reground. Very important throughout the day. These are just the little things that I put in the book. And also, give you one more thing. I'll do it after the break. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I just wanted to comment that I think another way to do that too is take a walk in nature and just, you know, listen to the wind or bird noises rather than our, you know, our computers and other voices is another way to do that too. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Woman. We'll come right back and talk more with Lisa Garr.
2, 3
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more. Calling all dreamers. Are you living your dream life? Actualize your possibilities with Life Coaching Radio and your host, Deb Stetzer. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, Deb is here to help you turn your dreams into a reality. Life Coaching Radio. Dream it, live it, be it. To learn more about Deb, visit www.mylifecoach.us.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Where I learned to swim, try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, just waiting for this storm to pass.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we've been having a great conversation with Lisa Garr. She has a new book, Becoming Aware, How to Repattern Your Brain and Revitalize Your Life. So she's been sharing with us a lot of examples of how to do visualizations and repatterning your brain. So, Lisa, we've been talking about visualizations, and you also have something else that's available for purchase on your website that would help people a lot, too. Can you share that?
I recorded 9 guided visualization processes that they have different themes to them. Some of them, we're going to go through one really quickly here, but there's a 15-minute version on the website as well, and there's 9 others. It's called, if the website is theawareshow.com/guide, G-U-I-D-E, and you can go there and get all of these visualization processes. One of them is called Remembering Your Future, and this is a process, and these are all, again, great for rebuilding neurons in the brain and re-stimulating the brain and keeping the brain active, which is my goal every day. So what I do is I take you through a process where it's really fun. You enter into an elevator of consciousness, and you go up above the floors of judgment and above the floors of negative thinking, because we don't need those any longer. We've been there. We visited those floors. We know what they're like. But we rise above our negative thoughts, and we rise above our judgment. And I'm talking about self-judgment as well as judgment of others. And just to go above that into a higher brain way of thinking, where you go up and up and up into a higher state of consciousness, and then the elevator stops, and you exit onto a floor that's called Your Dream Realized. And that's where you go into your goal, your dream realized, as if it's already happening. And you're in this incredible state of visualization where you allow your mind to just escape into the state of your dream realized, that place where all the tension releases, where you've actually accomplished your goal, and you look back on all of the events and things and people and connections and everything that you needed to do to make that goal happen. And it helps you realize what you needed to do to get there. And then you're incredibly in an incredible state of gratitude, and gratitude turns up all of your senses of seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling what it is that you have accomplished. In that state of gratitude, it turns all 5 senses up. And then you go into the future a little bit to see the impact that you've made on people and events and of the legacy that you're leaving as a result of creating this goal. And then you bring it all back into now, and then you bring back the essence and the vibration and the gratitude of that dream realized, and you come back down the elevator right back here into this moment. And it's a 15-minute process that is so powerful because it rebuilds processes in the brain or neurons in the brain and entire bundles in the brain, so that when you actually get to that goal, you remember it as if it was something that has already happened. And there's a whole science behind when you do that practice 10 minutes a day. It's also in the book as well. When you do that practice 10 minutes a day, you start to believe. You increase your belief system for your being able to get there. And you just go right to it, and you go right to it, and you go right to it. So what it is that you're trying to create and create into the future, you start bringing closer and closer and closer to your daily awareness. So then you automatically start seeking the things that are going to help you start getting there, the people or the conversations or the events or the activities or the actions that you need to take in order to get there, and you attract that into your life. So really powerful process. I use it all the time. I do it when I'm exercising. I can do it before. I just constantly am refiring my brain and rewiring that dream realized together. So that's what's in the book.
Yeah, it makes me think. It's kind of like a practice run. And so when you actually are living that life, that future life, it's like a piece of cake because you've already done it, because you've done it in your mind.
Yes, many of us need to recreate ourselves all the time. I mean, if you're coming out of any situation, the only way to create something new is to start to, you have to imagine it first. Everything that is, that we see right now in our life, if we open our eyes and we look at the desk or the telephone or the computer, all of that had to have been imagined first. So if you can imagine it, then you can create it. And you just need to go through the daily practices and then do the action, of course. I'm not talking about only visualizing. You have to be in action about these things as well. And there's, you know, checklists and vision boards and all sorts of processes that you can do. It's driving yourself towards that goal. If it's a weight goal, if it's a new weight, you know, create your weight, your new weight by pictures and processes and all that stuff you need to go into action with. You have to visualize it first and visualize that healthy body first in order to reverse engineer it, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, what other final words of advice do you have for people, especially maybe people who've had similar traumatic injury like you had?
Yeah. It's very important to recognize the brain and to realize that you definitely can rebuild it. Recognize the state that you're in right now and know that every single day you can do something that rebuilds your brain and that reignites the neurons in your brain and stimulates the neurons in your brain to create something new every day. And I absolutely want to encourage people to do that, especially if you've ever had a concussion, to recognize that there are symptoms that you've had that you might still have from the concussion, and the way to move through them is to actively use your brain every single day. Create and do something new every single day. I'm a big fan of visualization, and that's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. And what came to mind, too, for me was, like, doing something creative.
Yes.
Creative,
yes.
And fun. And
yes.
And I would imagine, too, exercise plays in this role, too.
Huge. Huge for me. Absolutely. It's one of the ways to get the chemicals moving in your brain first. Then you start to, during the exercise, you start to release all those great happy chemicals and start to have a much better mood to take on your day. Absolutely.
Yes, and I want to have the audience be aware that you are back being a mountain bike racer and came first in a race. And, you know, kudos to getting back on a bike after such a traumatic
experience. Yep. I love nature. I love the outdoors. I love mountain biking, and I had to get back on my bike. That
yes.
is my church. I love the mountain, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lisa, so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Again, I want to remind people about her book, Becoming Aware, How to Repattern Your Brain and Revitalize Your Life. And you can get that, find out about it on our website, theawareshow.com. And I know there's lots of great exercises and things in the book that would be a benefit for all of us. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation, and our conference, our 24th annual conference, is coming up February 11th to the 15th. And if you are interested, have an expertise, a gift, and a certain topic, and love to do a workshop, we can still accept your application. Information is on our website. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org and look for the 2016 conference. We need to get your applications in very soon because we've already started working on them. You can email us and let us know that you're interested in wanting an extension. Just email wow@womenofwisdom.org. And also, I'd love for you to join me on my regular show, Voices of Women, on Transformation Talk Radio. It's every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. I interview a lot of women authors and just have a great time hearing women's stories and sharing with you all the wonderful things that they have to offer for us. And check out my book. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an inspirational book of lots of stories, art and poetry of true women of wisdom, and has touched many people. And it's an exploration of the divine feminine through many, many voices. So, we have to say goodbye now, and I'm so glad that you were able to listen to the show, and I'll see you on Fridays, I hope.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.